Now, it turns out that when you start entering the world of vague impressions, where things aren't so pinned down, the world begins to behave and look really differently than the world in which things are supposedly pinned down and well-behaved. What changes about it is that bizarre possibilities begin to emerge in this world, things that you would never have expected could possibly emerge, such as, believe it or not, objects floating off the ground, anti-gravity, rather than being attracted and flowing right to the ground. They would go up with as much fervor as they're pulled down, if these things could be observed in this kind of unusual, weak measurement kind of way. You could see things behaving in opposite ways that they would normally behave. Even more, you could observe something and see it to be there at some place. And every time you observe something, provided you do this in this kind of weak, out of the corners of your eye kind of way, keep doing it that way, it would always be where you look. You can even look at another place at the same time. And this, even though there's only one object, it would always be in the other place at the same time. In fact, you could look at an infinite number of different places at the same time, and wherever you chose to look, the object would be there and there. And there's only one object. There and there and there and there and there and there. How could that one object be everywhere at the same time, even though there's only one object? And I'm saying with perfect certainty, you would always find it there. Even more, there could be some places where you would look and the object would be behaving in a negative way. It could be behaving in such a way as to cancel out its being in several places at the same time. It has a kind of a negative existence which can come into being, canceling out the overwhelmingly too much positive existence that's in being. Now I want you to think about it this way. You can imagine an object being put in one of three possible boxes, A, B, or C. And as long as you're looking in this weak way at it, whenever you look in box A, you always find the object. However, whenever you look in box B, you always find the object. However, whenever you look in box C, what do you find? You find a negative object, something that goes up in a gravitational field, something that behaves bizarrely. So that if you add up the probabilities for all this, you get plus one of being in box A, plus one of being in box B, and minus one of being in box C. 1 + 1 - 1 = 1, so the probability is still one for it being somewhere, but you see how weird it is now. Now, what has this got to do with you? This is where heaven and hell get into the game. This is where what I was talking about, dancing on the edge of chaos, gets into the game. Because what's happening now is that when you begin to observe nature, as we do, imperfectly, with uncertainty, with not pinning things down very well, then it's possible for conflicting stories to arise, in which somebody would say, oh, I saw him, he was there. And another person says, oh, I saw him, he was over here. And another person can say, no, he was just a ghost. Or we get all kinds of bizarre things like that. We could have people who are remembering what happened to them in the past. And one person says, oh yeah, when I grew up, I went through these experiences and that happened to me. And another person who's watching or talking about the same experiences says, oh no, what I saw you do was this and it was very bad. It had a very negative effect. So here we can have a story which can have both a positive and negative effect simultaneously. In other words, what we're seeing that is arising from this weak measurement idea of quantum physics is that both heaven and hell can arise at the same time. In other words, positive and negative existence can arise at the same time. So what we're seeing now is that you are indeed the creator of reality, and how you create the reality for yourself and what you observe depends on how you go about looking. Now, I've already told you a little bit about this in terms of looking weakly and creating positive and negative existence. In the next session, I'm going to talk about this a little more deeply in terms of this sacred elephant I talked about before, but this time we're going to give the sacred elephant a different name. We're going to talk about it in terms of your soul and how your soul enters into all of this dance on the edge of chaos.